May is Health Awareness Month. Did you know? 3 10-minute sessions of exercise are just as effective as 1 30-minute session. Consider being as physically active as your body allows. This healthy tip is brought to you by Resurrection University. See what ResU can do for you. Start your career now at Resurrection University. It's still morning. Good morning. I'm Cliff Kelly. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm sitting in for Perry Small. Perry will be back on Monday. We are on iHeartRadio. All you need to do is download the app to your smartphone or tablet and take us with you wherever. You can also go to WVON.com. You can call us direct, 312-374-8130, and you can get social, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We've got three healthy, handsome. You got it. Oh, this is great. African-American gentlemen, and they are with the male nursing situation in Resurrection. You can go to the male nursing panel at WVON right now. The subject is featuring graduates of Resurrection University as a kickoff to National Nurses Week, which is May 6th through May 12th, and it's just great. First, we're going to have them introduce themselves. First, let's go to Maurice Jackson. Mr. Jackson? Hi, how are you, sir?
Doing well and yourself?
Good, thank you. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, again, my name is Maurice. I've been a nurse for going on 2 years. Started at Resurrection University. Worked my way on up from there. What else do you want to know about me?
Well, I just want to make people know this, that after graduating from Resurrection with a Bachelor's of Science in Nursing, you are now, tell people where you are, what you're doing with your
degree. So currently I work at Mercy Hospital. It's a hospital on the south side of Chicago. Uh-huh. I work in the emergency department. Yeah. As you aware, it's pretty busy in the emergency room, so
yeah.
That's kind of where I love to dwell at. I think I'm good with people. I'm a people's person, so that was a good fit for me in that particular.
Where is Mercy?
Mercy is on 2525 South Michigan.
Yeah, you've got a lot of work.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's pretty diverse in that area, but you know.
What did you do before then? Play basketball?
Along with that, yeah. To the knees went out.
He's sitting right. How tall are you?
Yeah. I am 6'5".
Okay, I know you. Yeah,
6'5".
That's good. Yeah.
So, prior to that, I was working at a cardiac company. I was the operations manager for that company. Kind of worked my way from the ground up. My certification at the time was EKG technologist, which varies as doing stress tests and EKGs throughout various modalities of that particular field. Kind of worked my way up the ladder in one particular company and then became the operations manager. Stayed there for 10 years and decided at that point I had to ask myself a question for the future, if that's going to be a place that I can retire at, or is that something that if this company bottomed up, would I be able to go to another company that can provide for my lifestyle that I had acquired through that company? And the answers were no, so that made me switch gears into going into nursing.
Mr. Jackson, is being in the emergency room, is that by choice?
That is by choice.
Okay.
That was always by design.
Okay, that's what I was wondering,
yes.
Because I would think some people probably may want to be somewhere else.
Right,
you know,
right,
because
right.
But that's where you really can help people the most, isn't it?
I'm an adrenaline junkie, and I look forward to it. And like I said, I'm a people's person, and I pride myself off that bedside health. So emergency room is the first line of attack when it comes to patients and the hospital. So I want to be that impression on the patient when they first initially come into the hospital.
Yay, Resurrection. All right. Our next gentleman here, whomever, we've got three great guys here. I'm gonna.
Hi, my name is Val Henkel.
Okay, and tell us about you, sir.
I graduated from Resurrection University in April of 2016. I attended Resurrection University as a second career.
Yeah.
Prior to attending Resurrection University and while going to Resurrection University, I was a federal agent with the United States government for approximately 25 years. I worked with various law enforcement agencies, and even prior to that, I was in the military, active duty in the U.S. Army, and I also was in
division?
The Air Force Reserve, armor.
Yeah,
I was a tanker.
Okay.
And then in 2001, I went into the Air Force Reserves, and I was in the Office of Special Investigations with the Air Force Reserves up until 2007.
That's amazing. Now, with all, and let me say that's great, great career. How did you end up going to Resurrection and becoming a nurse?
I selected Resurrection after doing research, because Resurrection University was one of the only programs at the time that offered even a weekend classes.
Oh, okay.
So I was able to
a major difference.
Yes, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was able to continue to work mm-hmm. to support my family and my mm-hmm. lifestyle, as my colleague mm-hmm. stated. As well as pursue my educational goals.
I just think that's great. And, one thing that when you mentioned tanks, I was in the service too, but I found out something that would interest you folks that are talking about medical. We were going somewhere, and tank commander was coming by, and he saw me, and we happened to know each other. He says, "Hey, Cliff, you want to ride?" I said, "Sure." And I told my platoon sergeant, "I'll meet you down the road, you know." Mm-hmm. We got in there, and when we got into an area where there was combat warnings, he said, "Okay, you got to get out." He closed that hatch. I said, "Uh-uh, no." No. No. That's how I found out I'm claustrophobic. No. You're going to be in here, and they're going to fire that gun, you know, that 90 millimeter, and right. Oh, my goodness, no.
And leave it open.
That's right. Hey, can't do that either, you know, just let me out, you know. But you've done great with the careers. And Brian, how are you doing?
I'm good. Doing fine.
Good. You gave an acknowledgement when Fount mentioned the weekend at Resurrection where you could have your job and still do that. We're going to come back with you next, okay, because that makes a big difference. We are so pleased to have these three great gentlemen here, male nursing at Resurrection University, nursing and health sciences, and they are doing a great job, and we're just happy to see these three gentlemen here. Stay with us. We'll be back with more right after this. And we are just having a great show here with Resurrection University, Nursing and Health Sciences. We have a male nursing panel, and you've heard from two of them, and we're going to go to the third one right now. Who, tell us about yourself, sir.
Well, thank you for having me, Mr.
Absolutely.
Kelly. My name is Dr. Brian T. Yes. Fondren. I am a doctor of nursing in practice. I've just recently received my doctor of nursing in practice, and this past December 20 of 18. I'm also.
Congratulations.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Also, I feel safe.
Oh, yes. I'm also a family nurse practitioner by trade. I've actually went to West Suburban and graduated quite some time from these two guys. Yeah, I graduated from West Suburban, which was formerly known back in the day in 2006. Mm-hmm. And prior to that, I've actually received my Bachelor of Arts in Biological Sciences in 1998. So I am definitely fortunate to be a part of this panel.
That's great. You are a great student, too, obviously.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Continuing and doing more and more for people. Tell us the difference in being a doctor of nursing.
Oh, doctor of nursing in practice is basically the terminal degree in nursing. So that is the highest degree that an individual can actually receive mm-hmm. in the nursing profession. Mm-hmm. So with that, my specialties is healthcare system leadership. So my goal is to continue or to strive to actually be over a healthcare system one day.
I see. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And sort of supervise others.
Yes.
Yeah. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I was just about to see the statistics. Maybe she'll bring it back in here. Yeah, she's coming now. our super producer, Sonia, was going to show me the statistics here. Thank you, Sonia. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, while 3.2 million, that's 91% nurses, are female, only 330,000, 9% are male. In 2011, this number increased to 9.6%. The percentage of men working as licensed vocational nurses or licensed practical nurses has also increased since 1970. Thank you. So this is a growing field.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. How can you explain that? Well, places like Resurrection, as you, doctor, were saying yes when
yes.
he mentioned the fact that you had weekend courses, which meant you could still work.
Mm-hmm.
And so Resurrection is a great place for that. But there obviously is a growing situation with male nurses.
Yes.
Anybody, is there a reason?
Well, I think because of...
Identify yourself.
So this is Maurice.
This is Maurice, yeah.
All right. I think it's
this
because...
This is a basketball player.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But I do think it's because of the different modalities you can go into in nursing. It allows you to branch out in whichever field you mm-hmm. want. If you like bedside nursing, you can do ER, you can do med-surg. Mm-hmm. If you want to be in an office setting, you can do triage, you can go to home health care. So there's a broad array of different positions that you can get into, and I think that in itself is enticing, especially when you're in an economy where people are losing their jobs at the drop mm-hmm. of a hat. It's more of a secure thing. They have ability to travel mm-hmm. while being paid, and they pay for your housing. I mean,
it's great.
It's endless.
Yeah. The more you say that, the more sense mm-hmm. it makes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's a vocation that's going to always be there.
Mm-hmm.
And
then that is true.
Yeah.
On another token, you can get your life back, because prior to that, you're working. Most people work in 9 to 5, so they're working Monday to Friday, mm-hmm. praying for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
In
mm-hmm.
this particular case, since you're working 12-hour shifts, you're working at least 2 or 3 days a week. And it flips, so you have more time at home to spend with your family as opposed to spending all your time at work.
Yeah, that's great, because mm-hmm. we want you to work on the weekends. We want you to work on all of you. Maurice, tell us more.
Well,
nope. I'm sorry.
This is Fountain. Just basically allude to what Maurice.
Pardon me, I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. Salute to what Maurice was insinuating, was that the flexibility is very important. Mm-hmm. Like for myself, I retired, from federal law enforcement, but I was too young at the tender age of 50 to just sit around and not do anything or go play golf. So I embarked upon a career of nursing, and it affords me the opportunity to go and serve the public, help people, in which I like doing, as well as spend time with my family, take vacations. And Maurice said, he works 12-hour shifts. Yeah. I only work 8.
I got you. But you have that choice.
Absolutely, the flexibility.
Mm-hmm. How do people get to Resurrection University? How do they get information? This is so important, because I'm sure there are people listening. This is a field.
Well,
that
definitely, Resurrection is also on Facebook, so they can actually find them on Facebook, but they can also find them just by Googling and doing a Google search on Resurrection University, which is located in the Wicker Park neighborhood in the Chicagoland area near North Avenue and Western. Resurrection offers bachelor's, master's, and doctorate degrees in nursing. Some programs can be completed in less than 2 years.
That's great. I want to thank all three of you.
Yes,
in.
And if you are interested in learning more about Resurrection University, feel free to visit resu.edu, or you can call 773-252-5389. Again, that number is 773-252-5389.
Thank you, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. You're really great.
No problem.
I learned a lot. I want to thank all of our callers, our listeners, and, of course, our team, our executive producer, Sonia Tompkins, our technical producer is Titus Williams, and, of course,